You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, this is a good one. This was... How we do it? Early high school for me.
Early
high school for me. And
yeah,
if you go to any party, this was playing and you were getting down.
94? 93, 94?
Is it 94? It's maybe even earlier then.
Okay, because I was really clubbing then.
Okay. If it was 94, I was not in
95.
High school.
95? Okay, I had money and I was clubbing. So I remember
you
this.
Had money,
no,
you
no.
Clubbing.
I was in middle school.
Okay. 95, I was in elementary.
Elementary school. Okay.
Yeah. Brian,
I was kicking it.
You say 1 year old?
Yep. I was born in 94.
Oh, hell, get out. You
were one?
Look, I know that we're all a little bit younger than the most of the people that are on the show at this time, but 1 year old in 95?
Wow. Yeah, baby. You missed everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You missed all the good stuff. Wow. That's funny.
All right, we got a phone call today. It's a Ken in Newport Beach. What's up, Ken? How are you?
Hi there. Good. Every time I call, you're getting bigger and bigger. You're going to own that station someday.
I did. By the way, Ken, real fast, the thing that I did wrong right there, I asked how are you, and that's not what we do on this show. You can't say how you doing, how are you. So that was on my bad. What's up, Ken?
All right. So Rui, the first 30 games of this year, averaged 18 minutes. Prince was averaging 34 minutes. I've been telling them they've got to play Rui. He worked really hard over the week, Now they start him. He scores 35 points, and Prince scored 3 points. Rui is a really good player. He shoots the ball well. He's a decent defender, and they've got to start him and play him those 34 minutes that he should have been doing. I figured that they could have won 6 more games if they played him the same way earlier.
Wait. You've been telling who?
No, tallying.
Oh, you've been tallying. I thought you said I've been telling them. Who have you been telling?
I've been keeping track.
Keeping track of. Okay, gotcha.
I put it on Twitter because I'm like a Twitter nut.
So are we. We're all. But
makes
you're right.
Sense.
Look, there was a large contingent of people that wanted, and they're correct people, that wanted Rui to be in the starting lineup and that thought that Taurean Prince was getting way too many minutes. So, but Taurean, you know, he got 32 minutes last night. So not a, I know LeBron wasn't playing, but he's still playing the amount of minutes that he was playing. It's a little bit lower. Prince still is out there and playing the minutes that he is. But Rui has to be in the starting lineup and has to be playing those minutes. You're absolutely right. And because he is, I think that's a large portion to why this team is actually playing well right now, Ken.
That's right. Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, Ken.
Wait, so how does everyone know that Rui is the answer, the secret sauce, the ingredient to the wait, hold on. Okay. How does everyone know, but Darvin Ham doesn't know?
So I don't.
What are you about?
Okay, so there's no one really knows exactly what it is, and Sedano, when he's on later, can give you probably a much cleaner answer than I can.
Yeah,
but
I don't want his answer. I want yours.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, go ahead.
I want Berge's answer. Right now. If you
go
just
ahead.
Wait for one
no,
second.
No, go. Come on.
Taurean Prince and Darvin Ham, they have a relationship. They obviously have good relationship.
Let me
and he trusts him.
Let me split the hair real quick. It's not that I didn't want, how do I say this? I knew I didn't want Prince to play, but I did not know that Rui was the answer to all your problems. And if he's saying that he knew way back when and you knew way back when, but Darvin Ham didn't, that's an issue.
No, it can be an issue.
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
Look, Taurean Prince, I think people just kind of hate on Taurean Prince more than they should. He's out there doing what he's supposed to do. I don't think people realize that he's a 39% three-point shooter. So that's what you need from a guy like Taurean Prince is to hit the three-point shot with regularity. He was supposed to be a two-way guy where he's going to play good defense and hit some three-pointers. He was supposed to be a 3-and-D guy, and he's not playing that great at defense. It wasn't clicking the way it was supposed to with that.
Yeah,
yes.
Take that back
but
to target. That's not
working.
He's
still hitting his three-point shot with regularity. He misses some of them because everybody does, but he's still hitting 39% for the season. So that's something that shows me when he's out there.
He has value.
He has value.
He has value. Yeah.
Rui last year was tremendous in the playoffs, especially against Denver. I know they got swept and they lost, but how he played against
I was surprised his role kind of diminished this year.
It did. But that's the thing. He was injured a little bit in the earlier parts of the season. He kind of had to work himself back into it. And eventually he's now where he's supposed to be. And I think this is what you're going to see from
moving
forward.
Okay, so maybe that was it. He wasn't healthy enough to play. Now he is, and here we go.
He was. So
it's not a Darvin Ham decision.
It is a Darvin Ham decision, but he was ready to play. There was no minutes restriction on him or anything like that. But now he's at a point where he's in the starting lineup now. For whatever reason that they decided that he was not going to be in there, he's in there now, and that's what matters. And because of it, look at what they're doing. 5 of 6.
Bowling, yeah.
Like eight and two in the last 10, something like that. All right, you want to do a 2 of 4 call today? We're going to take a bunch
of
calls today.
Come on.
All right. Open the line.
Which one do you want? Let's
if
go
it's free, take
with,
three. Let's go.
Let's go with Lewis.
Let's go Lewis and Valencia. What's up, Lou?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, so I just wanted to call and say, this is awesome. You and DeMarco, this is just a different change up from – I went to high school with Momo. I love Momo. I love the Cam brothers. But, dude, I've talked to almost every single radio host on this whole day, like back to the Mark Willard days.
Wow.
And this is pretty cool, dude. This is awesome. So, and I wanted to talk to DeMarco Farr. I just wanted to say what's up.
What's up, babe? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And, hey, I will secretly say this, not secretly, but Laura is my radio crush. So her
look at that.
She's blushing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lewis. She's booed up. That's not happening, but I'm sure she appreciates
it. Cool. I'm married with kids. You can have a radio crush.
That's really sweet of you.
My man.
We need somebody to call and say that Brian's their radio crush.
Yeah, it's coming.
Thanks a lot for the phone call, Lewis.
Does that count as a shot? Did he take a shot there?
What?
Did he shoot a shot there?
I think a little bit.
I think he just did.
You know what? When we used to have LZ and Sedano, and I think, Greg, you were producing the show.
No, that was a while ago.
It was a long time ago. And it was like during COVID days, this guy's like, hey, I'm going to give Laura Gifter a Raiders thong. G-string.
What?
Yeah. Oh, do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
And then Sedano and LZ were like, whoa, buddy.
Yeah, that's kind of overboard. Just a little bit.
A lot.
I don't know.
They're like, and then Elsie's like, hey, but he shot a shot.
Wait a minute.
I was like, no, he didn't.
Brian, has anyone ever offered you a thong?
No, I'm disappointed now,
Greg?
Too.
Okay. No one.
It's kind of like memorable.
Look, we do a lot of stuff around here.
Right.
So I'll do it. If I have to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
By the way, Brian is amazing what he does. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
He was wearing, what was the jacket that you were wearing yesterday?
Oh, I had a...
like flowers or roses.
Yeah, it was a rose shirt.
But tell DeMarco what the shirt was that you were wearing.
Oh, the shirt underneath was a custom design of my fiance, like 6 or 7 different faces on the shirt.
On the shirt?
She gave it to me, yeah.
Oh, she gave it to you.
She gave it to me, too. So she created it herself with her own face, you know, gifted it to me, had to wear it, had to throw the rose thing over it for Valentine's Day.
I mean, that's pretty good. For him to come to work in a radio station where you know you're going to get made fun of.
That's kind
of
hard
no
to top.
One made
that's
fun pretty
no
good.
One, no
yeah,
one made
boss
fun
move,
of
baby.
Yeah.
That is. That's super
that is
confident.
Yeah, that's completely confident.
He rocks a headband on a regular.
Oh, yeah. Look.
He's got confidence. That's
Brian. Okay. Brian has no F's given.
Zero
F's given at all times.
Yes, sir.
Love and life.
And apparently UCLA has zero F's given them what they're doing with their student section at the same time. You like that? I got another one.
I like it.
Thanks you. But they're going to move their student section. They're going to bring it all the way down, and they're going to put it right there in the front row, right behind the bench of the opposing team at the Rose Bowl. You hate this idea.
I think it's crazy. Are you nuts?
Why?
No one's showing up anyway.
Well,
come on.
No, just relax.
I'm just saying. Come on, Al. Your coach left for an OC job.
Okay. First of all,
you are the most embarrassing school in the former Pac-12 right
now.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, okay. No. Not most embarrassing school.
Your coach left for an OC job.
And I'm happy. Get out of here. Get out of here. That was fine. We wanted
to. My coach left for Alabama. A bigger job, more money. An OC.
We didn't start talking about this for you can take shots at UCLA and about the coaching staff. No, I didn't.
Yes,
I wanted to know about the student section, man. I don't want anything else.
Come on.
We can talk about Chip Kelly, that jerk.
See? Yes.
The guy, look, you're right. The guy left a Big Ten head coaching job for a Big Ten OC job.
Yes.
It's a disaster.
You're going to take a hit. Now, go to the story that you were just talking about.
Yeah. I want to
Who's
going to
show up?
Well, no.
Come on.
You know this. this. They're on a quarter system. They don't. The students don't even come till the end of September. So of course it's gonna be a little bit empty there at the beginning of it. But I don't see what the problem is when all the students are there. When it's actually when DeShaun Foster gets them all hyped up and they're all coming in. And they're being excited.
Okay, so you've been there. I mean, I had
season tickets.
Are UCLA students raucous, rowdy, crazy? Do they do stupid stuff like Stanford students do?
They don't do stupid stuff like that. I went to Colorado for a year
and we had
marshmallows at halftime that we would throw around.
You throw, maybe.
That's not you.
Not
can't
at
do
the
that
opposing
anymore.
Team
they
at
put,
each
like,
other.
Batteries and stuff.
At
in
each
it.
Other.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be fine then. So you're not out to start trouble.
They don't do that kind of stuff. But I want them to get loud, get rowdy, and get into the faces of the other players. What's wrong with that?
Okay, so when you're getting pasted in the Rose Bowl, that's going to be the saddest shot on TV.
Why they got to get pasted?
You know they're going to get pasted.
Okay, for the first 2 years they're going to get pasted.
Two.
Yeah. Look, you can win in Los Angeles. You can. If you're not USC, you can win at UCLA. If you're not in. By just recruiting the right way.
What recruit is going there right now?
They just got Dante Moore last year. He left. Granted, he left for Oregon. But that was Chip Kelly's fault. That was Chip Kelly's fault.
Of course.
Now you're bringing in DeShaun Foster. First of all, I don't think anybody in LA wants me talking about UCLA basketball.
Good luck. Have fun. Yes.
Yeah. No, they are going to. They're going to get better. It's going to take a couple of years.
5 years.
Five, no, that's too long.
It'll take five.
It'll take. I will take.
Because you're
going to
have to fire DeShaun Foster first.
You're not going to fire him. You're not going to do it.
You think he's going to win there in the Big Ten?
I think he can win there if he does the right things.
I love this. This is so funny.
Why is it funny?
Because you don't believe anything you're saying right now.
I believe everything.
You are just a diehard Bruins fan.
I am a diehard Bruins fan, but I have a bunch of friends that are diehard Bruins fans that think that Sean's going to fail. I do not think if he does it the right way,
trust me.
If he goes hardcore after the NIL, if he goes hardcore after recruiting, which he is a recruiter.
Brian, are you level-headed right now?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be 5 years.
5 years is too long.
5 years, and then they'll start to turn it around.
It's going
to
take a little bit of time because the cupboard is bare. There is nothing there. You don't have a defensive coordinator. He needs to go out and get the right guy.
You should get used to that.
He needs to get a former head coach to be his offensive coordinator and a former head coach to be his defensive coordinator. If he does that and he can be the CEO type that is the recruiter, is the voice in the locker room.
Make sure they don't call Chip Kelly first.
No.
Nobody wants to talk to Chip Kelly.
To
get his opinion on that school.
No, it's not Chip Kelly. It's not the school. I'll blame one person for all this stuff.
Who?
It's Martin Jarman. Martin Jarman did not fire Chip Kelly after the ASU game and then decided to let him stay through USC.
I really didn't know he was that sensitive about this, Laura. This is fun, though.
I'm a massive UCLA fan. If I started killing you, this is great.
This is better than Jorge. Yeah, come on.
If I started killing you about Washington back in the day.
You can't right now. Right, we're talking about
when
right
UCLA
now.
UCLA used to go up to Washington
yes,
and just
let's live in the present.
Boat race them.
Let's live in the present.
With Kalen DeBoer no longer there at Alabama.
To a better job.
Your guy
left for an OC job.
Yeah, let's see how you do this next year. Who's your head coach now, huh?
Jed Fish and the Fighting Fishes.
I do like Jed Fish. I really like Jed Fish.
I got a lot of Arizona fans that are mad at me.
All right, we can
keep
going
on this. Because
he
felt like he left them in Arizona. I'm like, it's a better job than UW.
It is a better job
than UW. And Alabama is a better job than UW. I can admit that.
By the way, that was a massive
mistake.
Being an
OC at Ohio State is not a better job than being an
I mean, people argue that Ohio State's a much better school for football, 100%.
To be a head coach, but not to be a play caller.
He's gutless. To use Morales' words, that was a gutless move.
There might be something to the move.
He wants to go there, be an OC, try and find a head coaching job somewhere else. I understand what he's doing.
Yeah.
But either way.
Good luck to DeShaun Fox. I like
Jed
that
Fish.
Guy.
By the way, Jed Fish was the offensive coordinator for UCLA. They decided not to hire him and hired Chip Kelly instead. At the time, that was like, oh, we're bringing Chip Kelly. Great job. They should have hired Jed Fish.
I remember when he was here with the Rams. Great guy. He was rumored for every single job in the country.
Yeah, and he had to show what he could do at Arizona
to
make it all work, and that's why he's up there with you.
I feel confident what he's going to do up there, no doubt.
Right, let's keep taking some phone calls, so please keep calling them in. Phones are open, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. But I want to know from you, DeMarco, is would you buy shoes from a non-athlete influencer? Why not? Give me your answer next. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Can I ask Laura that?
Let me just look. Sure, why not?
Laura, can you see
DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman, Mason in Ireland, they're on vacation. Go ahead.
Just, we had a conversation off air. Let me look. Ricky Martin.
What about him?
Okay, never mind. Okay, move on.
He's cute, if that's what you guys are asking.
He's what?
He's cute.
Okay, that's it?
She likes Michael B. Jordan. That's
yeah,
all.
That's
Michael
that.
B?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was looking for right there. Okay. Yeah. Did you hear that? The
No. Yeah. See, you were expecting Ricky Martin to get you that.
Okay.
I mean, Romeo Santos gives me that, but he looks more like Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know who Romeo Santos is.
What?
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
He's not Brian.
Should I know?
That's right.
I know Brian.
Well, Romeo Brian Santos and was the head, the main singer of a bachata group named Aventura, and now he's a solo artist.
Oh,
say his name again.
Romeo Santos.
Did you know that?
What? How she said it, or
his name? Did you know his name?
No.
Okay.
I heard the name.
At least it wasn't just me.
I couldn't
tell
you what she just said.
He's sold out crypto.
Yeah,
and a bunch
I've seen his face before. Yeah. I just
Google Romeo Santos. And then you'll get it.
You can just hear the syrup in her voice, right?
Who's your, like, oh, yeah, that's it?
There's a few, man.
Give me one. Who's your Michael B. Jordan?
I mean, he's going to laugh because he's going to say I'm old. It's still Halle Berry.
No, there's nothing wrong
to this point, to this day, right now.
Lisa Bonet, she's hot.
Who?
Nothing wrong with it.
Lisa Bonet?
Yeah.
Yeah, she married Aquaman, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of ruined it.
That's over, though, isn't it?
They're over.
Yeah, that's over, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on stage next. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh. Right. Follow that.
She's beautiful. Beautiful. I'm a Margot Robbie guy. I love Margot Robbie.
She's hot.
So much.
Yeah. Isn't that?
Look at him.
Well, it's you and Michael B. Jordan.
Michael's hot, but, you know, there's
she's
better.
She's playing, what's her name? The Joker's girlfriend, right?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Yes. That's her.
She was a Barbie girl.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Okay.
And Brian, you're Jennifer Aniston, right?
Oh, yeah. Childhood crush, Jennifer Aniston.
Like Jennifer Aniston, still. Halle Berry, about
Wait,
close
that's
to the same.
When was Friends popular?
Early 90s.
And you were born when?
94, but I didn't watch Friends till like my college days.
I was gonna say,
but this was like Jennifer Aniston from like movies.
When did that happen that you're like, yes, Jennifer Aniston? I mean, she's beautiful.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe like 13 years old or so.
About the right time.
Movies?
13 is about the right time.
That's 2008, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
2008
right on
Jennifer Aniston. That's who he fell in love with.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna find what movies that was.
I got you. I like it.
All right. I got it. You want to take a phone call before we get into to this influencer shoe thing?
I'm geeked that you're taking calls.
You're being social. I'm trying to be different today, DeMarco.
I like it.
You and me, this is a different type of
Bergie.
Thing.
Bergie. Stay Bergie. Don't be corporate Greg.
No corporate Greg. Bergie. Stay at Bergie.
Stay Bergie.
We're going to say Bergie.
I love it.
Bergie? Yeah, that was always a nickname for me for a while. So, all right, we'll go with it. Let's go to, because this guy actually probably does not like what I said, and that's fine. Kevin in Fullerton, what's up, Kevin?
Good afternoon. Yes, so talking about the Lakers, diehard Laker fan, diehard ESPN 710 fan as well. So we've won, 6 out of 7, I believe, since Rui, Reeves, and D'Lo are starting together. Mm-hmm. My understanding is later on this month, Cam Reddish is coming back from injury. Gabe Vincent may be coming back from injury. Being that Darvin Ham kind of just does whatever he does, whether the fans agree or not or what have you, what is your opinion on what will happen when those two guys come back? Will he change the starting lineup? Will he allow things to stay the same until – what's your opinion on it?
So I – do think, I don't think they're going to change the starting lineup. I think this starting lineup that we see right now is what you're going to see for the rest of the season. Now it's going to be the final starting lineup, unless someone gets hurt, obviously, and we don't want anything like that to happen. All those guys are going to start coming off the bench, and now you have a much better bench mob coming off there too, especially with Spencer Dinwiddie, who's been playing really, really well. I think you're going to lose a little bit of Gabe Vincent minutes when he comes back, because they're kind of in the same role. I like the way that Spencer Dinwiddie is running the second team right now. He has great moves into the middle. He has good vision. He can hit a three-pointer. He works really well with the other guys. So I like that little three-guard lineup of Dinwiddie, Russell, and Reeves. So, yeah, I think the other people are going to have to figure out where they're going to fit in. You might lose some Torian Prince minutes.
Man, thanks.
Yep, yeah. Appreciate it.
Isn't that what AD was saying? Because that's what I read into it, mm-hmm. with his comments about this is who we are. I thought he was talking to us. I thought he was talking to his team, and I thought he was talking to his coach. This is who we are. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to win ball games. That's what I took out of it.
So that is what it is. Yeah. He is saying that they played with a lot more speed last night. They played with a lot more energy. They played with ball movement, which that's why they're number one in assists over the last, I think, month of the season.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. They're moving the ball around. It's not staying stagnant. I think one of the things that has been a problem, and a lot of people have problems with LeBron,
yeah.
is that he dribbles the ball up slowly. He gets set into it. He gets him.
He's 90.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But go ahead.
Yeah, he gets into his set, and it runs through him, and they play a two-man game with him and Anthony Davis, and everybody else gets kind of on the
though. I take that in the playoffs. How you win in the playoffs. But I have a question. See, that was a layup question for you, since you're being Mr. Laker for
okay,
a hot
let's do all
Do you
Laker.
Think the
I'm
Lakers are better
right
with
now.
LeBron off the floor?
No. I do not think they're better with LeBron off the floor. I think you do not win a championship with this team without LeBron James playing in the games. They can win games.
So why are they better when he's off the floor, then?
I wouldn't say they're better. I would say the ball moves around better, but I don't think you're going to win. They're better. Their ball's moving around better, and when you play it every once in a while, like in Boston one time and in Utah another time, you're going to get these games where you're hitting masses of amounts of threes and you're playing really well.
See, I don't
but
think
in the playoffs,
could, yeah.
you need LeBron 100%.
I don't even think you can say it. I don't even think anybody can even think it, that this team might be better without LeBron or with LeBron off
so what
the
do you
floor.
Suggest.
No, I'm just saying, what if it's actually true? If you're Darvin Ham and you know this, we're actually better when LeBron is off the floor.
Well,
but there's no way you can do that with LeBron healthy.
Absolutely not. And you're not going to win a championship without LeBron and AD playing at the level that they are playing and playing every
yeah.
single night, because it's not going to happen. But it does what it does do, though.
Yeah.
It bodes well for the future. It bodes well from when you do not have LeBron James on your team, whether it's he opts out this year or if it's in 2, 3, 4 years, whatever happens to be. It actually bodes well for that you can play with a non-LeBron team.
Yeah.
Look what they did at the trade deadline. They did absolutely nothing at the trade deadline. So they
but
knowing that.
But what do you think it says that they play better when he's not on the floor?
Again, I don't think they play better when he's not on the floor. I think they played well last night.
There
but
are
they,
people that say that the Lakers play better when he's off the floor
because they're looking at one specific game. But they were winning games. Even Kevin said it, 6 of 7 in the last. LeBron was playing in all those games. They've been winning games with LeBron. It just because they won last night without him, that's a good thing.
Okay, direct.
I'm
question.
Happy about that.
Do you think they can win a championship without LeBron?
No.
At all?
No.
No chance?
No chance.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
With LeBron, yes, I do think
there's
they can
a good chance with LeBron.
Yes.
A very good chance, but no chance without him.
You are not beating teams like Denver. You're not beating teams like the Clippers. You're not
Well, you're not beating teams like Denver with LeBron.
Well, I think it's a possibility. I think that you're going to have a much better with the way that
they're slim chance.
It's slim chance,
yeah.
sure. That Denver is the best team that I've seen, especially last year. That's going to be very, very hard. Whether they take them 7, they win the series, whatever happens to be.
I call it when the NBA goes on a heel run. Nobody wants Denver to be this good, but
no.
they are. And there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
But ride it out. Yeah.
And they did it the right way, and they actually, you can't even hate them. Like
no, the Golden State run, they're likable. You like them. There's a connection here to that team. Everybody hates.
I never once rooted against those Warriors teams.
Ever.
Why?
Unless they're playing against
the
Lakers.
They were fun to watch.
Yeah.
They were a team that I felt like I could be Steph Curry on the court.
No doubt.
If I went.
Yeah.
Like that was, it was
Does
fun to watch
anybody in this
them.
Room like Denver? Anybody? No.
Oh, no.
You better not. You're at ESPN Los Angeles.
Anything about Denver? Nothing, right?
No.
No, exactly. They're not likable. It's like the Celtics being champions.
But I mean, like the Jokic-Murray connection, it's also, I think part of that too is that Jokic doesn't really like anything outside of, he's like basketball home, basketball horses.
But the thing with, I don't like them, but I don't hate them. I think that's a distinction, right? Like
right.
The Celtics, I don't like, and yet
but
I
you were
hate.
Born into that hate.
Yes, I was very much born
that's a good
into
point.
That hate.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't hate Denver. I don't like them. I don't hate them. But he's also someone that I don't want to hate either.
San Antonio was likable. It how can you hate Tim Duncan?
He was so
boring, dude.
I love Tim Duncan, though.
When you watch Nikola Jokic, you're like, oh my God, yes. These are amazing.
Okay.
When you're watching Tim Duncan, you're like, oh,
did you
that
hate
was
Tony Parker?
Dull. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't like him.
I liked Manu Ginobili.
See?
Yeah, that team with Kawhi, too.
Fun,
yeah,
right?
Very, very fun.
They're not, you don't hate them.
Different type of fun. I think
yeah.
Golden State and that San Antonio team were very, very yeah. different.
Once San Antonio knocked my team out of it, I started rooting for them. I'm always rooting against Denver, no matter what. I can't stand them. Yeah.
Mm. Why Denver?
I just,
like, yeah,
I,
exactly.
I do have some
just,
kind of hate for the Broncos
just
or something
not
that
likeable.
It got there?
They're just not likable to me at all.
Jokic is kind of a likable dude.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know why. He just rubs me the wrong way. Am
why?
I in the wrong in this?
Yes.
I think you are. Yes.
Okay, I'll come back.
Backhanded compliment.
Okay, never mind. I thought I had friends here. Okay.
No.
By the way, speaking of backhanded compliments, I got a good one here from Uber Chris in the Mason Ireland Mafia. He says, I don't care what anyone else says, I love you. That's just one of his favorite backhanded compliments.
Wow. That's
I mean,
a hard
that's
one.
Pretty,
that's
a pretty good one.
Bam.
I feel like that's something Mason would just say to you just because, like, I don't care what they say about you, DeMarco. I love you.
Wow. I mean, it just makes you insecure, right?
just a little bit.
What
just
have they been saying?
Right. Please let me know what the tea is around the office because clearly I don't know.
All right. We still need to talk about the influencers and shoes thing because
yeah.
I think it's interesting. And there's also a little bit going on with the Dodgers and Ohtani. And you saw a video that I put out a couple days ago, and it's pretty incredible.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Mason Ireland, DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman, in for the guys, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For a real love.
I'm staring right at you.
Yeah,
yo, Brian.
We're all staring right at Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Can we just give Brian his props for the music today?
No, the music has been great.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
give him props
Point.
For that, and
yeah.
then
yeah.
we're going to go and say that you've been giving us backhanded compliments behind
trash,
our backs.
Whoa, what?
You don't even come into the studio and say it. You say backhanded compliments in the studio with Laura.
What did he say, Laura?
What did he say?
What I say?
So we were talking about the show, and he goes, oh, this show's actually going by faster than I thought.
What,
and I was
what
like,
did
whoa.
You think
was going to happen?
What did you think was going to happen, Brian?
I don't know. I thought I might get a little bored. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
See, yeah, he comes right out and says
wow,
it.
At least
you
he's
thought you were going to be bored?
Okay.
What now about,
we, no,
what
no,
about
it's real love.
Super Bowl winning champion?
No, no. We know where we stand now. Yeah. Let me turn my back. Hold on.
Okay, you
That's
turn
cool?
your back.
Yeah.
And also, if you put his number in your phone, take it out.
It's done.
Right, take it out.
I'm erasing
it.
You're going back to like stock number.
I agree with a couple of the callers. It's a great show.
Wow.
It is a great show.
Wow.
Wow, Brian.
I thought
we were friends.
I told Brian, I was like, what did you think? That I didn't do any prep, Brian?
Well,
yeah,
somebody
did say
that
as well.
On mute, though. Somebody,
I did say that.
Yeah.
Laura, besides the mute thing, you
the
did
mute.
Do a lot of prep. She sent a whole bunch of stuff.
You
we're
did.
Getting to all of
she
you did,
did
a very, very good job. Laura.
Later,
so very,
though. Later, not when we were texting.
Yeah, no, no. When
yeah.
we were actually
later,
trying to like
though.
Figure out what we were going to talk about, she was nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, we're not
yeah,
done with you yet. Yeah.
Totally understand.
You're just new. You're new to this, Brian. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, anyway.
All right, one more phone call. Solomon, Lake Balboa, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm good, guys. You know, I knew this was going to come out after the Lakers did well. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, right here.
We're just listening to you,
Solomon. I'm sorry. Okay, I have a call coming in. I got confused.
You want to take that? Do you want to get on hold?
No, please tell me. Go. I'm on a cliffhanger. Go ahead.
I knew this was going to happen when the Lakers would have, you know, some wins without LeBron. All of a sudden, they're better without LeBron. Greg, you've nailed it. That's a small, small sample size. Can they win without LeBron? Yes. Do they play different without LeBron? Yes. And if LeBron has that stat line like he had against the Pelicans, 23-14, that's the LeBron I want to see, and that's when the Lakers shine and absolutely will need him in a seven-game series. You don't just piss away 23 points and 14 assists. He'll be sorely missed when you don't have that on nights that you will need him.
Can I ask you a question?
We're not at the point yet where you can say this team is better without LeBron.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a LeBron fan? Like, where do you have him in your top five all time? I'm just curious. I just need to know before. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not a LeBron hater. Absolutely up in the almost top three. I would say he's right up there with Michael. And I just don't like it when he still tries to take over games at 39 years old because the legs aren't there. That's all I just don't like.
Okay, thank you.
He has to play the game that's in front of him.
Okay. There are some LeBron fans that just are blind.
Of course. But just because you say that LeBron is somewhere in the top five, one, two, or three, that doesn't change your opinion on what they are.
Okay. No. I just need to know where he is in your mind so I can take your opinion and put it where it needs to be. But I think he's dead on. But some people think that LeBron walks on water, and I thought he might have been one of them. But he's not. He said right up there with Michael.
I mean, what more does LeBron have to do to get you to accept who he is?
Me?
Yeah, you specifically.
I've already accepted. I think LeBron's one of the greatest of all time.
Am I wrong in saying that you would think that the Lakers would be better off without LeBron on this team?
Well, look, I mean, you see it with your own eyes. When he's off the floor, there is something that happens.
Yes, in a one-game situation once a month.
I'm just saying.
That's a good thing, though.
I think there's less pressure, though. I think the guys feel less pressure.
You have to play differently because he's not on the floor. Look, because he does demand a lot of the ball. He has the ball in his hands a lot.
If we are one of four playing with LeBron James, we're the four guys that—
You're in a corner, I'm in a corner.
That's not named LeBron James. And we're young. Imagine the pressure of playing with him. Imagine making a mistake with LeBron James on the floor. I'd be afraid to do anything with LeBron on the floor. I mean, you really have to be an all-star to play your game with him out there.
Well, that's
now, when you take him off, you're free to do you. And what if it's better? What if I can be better when he's off the floor? It's never going to happen because he's LeBron. But there is a case to be made that some dudes do get better if he steps off the floor.
Okay, let's say LeBron is done for the season. Knock on wood, that's not happening. He's going to be back hopefully after the all-star break. He will be. If he's not on the floor, like, where do you think they end up going? Let's say
you
he's not playing.
You're not going anywhere.
So then what are we talking about
I'm just saying that maybe some guys can get that little oomph if he's not out there. The pressure's off when he's not there.
Right. Like, if Marshall Faulk wasn't on the field with you, were you winning games?
Yes. We had other Hall of Famers.
You did have a lot.
We have a lot.
That was a bad example. But if Kurt Warner, no.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Without Kurt Warner.
We have a lot of Hall of Famers on that team.
You were not winning a Super Bowl without Kurt Warner.
Oh, yes, we would.
Absolutely not.
Yes,
did you win it with Trent Green?
We would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, yes, we would have.
That's nonsense.
And our offense would have been better. And Kurt knows this.
Better.
No. Kurt knows this.
Come on.
Ask Kurt.
That was the greatest show on turf, and you're trying to say that Trent Green
would have been. I will call Kurt Warner right now, and he will back me up.
Do it.
He knows it.
Do it.
I will.
Go right now.
Go ahead. You move on. I will text Kurt right now.
All right. You text Kurt, and I'm going to ask Laura. So we are going
to. And you're going to apologize to me.
I am not going to apologize.
You're
going to
apologize to me just like you did D'Lo.
No. He's humble.
That was a bad apology, by the way.
That was horrible. He never even got to the apology.
I'm sorry, D'Lo.
Absolutely. Yeah. What more do you want? What I said, I'm sorry.
Listen, I put a lot of dirt on your name, and I didn't really think you were a fit here for the LA Lakers.
That's an apology.
Let me go to ChatGPT and write an apology to D'Angelo Russell. Is that what you want? You want me to go to ChatGPT?
Please do that. I would appreciate that.
You're supposed to be texting Kurt Warner. You're not listening to this segment. All right. By the way,
the rails are off.
Yeah, they completely off, and it's totally fine. I saw a tweet the other day, and I wonder what you think, Laura. You know a lot about influencers, I feel like, on social media. I saw a tweet that said, do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Of course. Yeah, you know Brian, right?
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that said, the fact that Nike or Adidas hasn't given Mr. Beast a sneaker deal is incomprehensible. Would you buy sneakers from a online from an influencer? Not an athlete. Not an athlete. A non-athlete influencer.
Well, I've bought from like artists, but no, I don't. Like Mr. Beast doesn't do it for me. So
well, it doesn't have to be Mr. Beast. Any influencer that has millions and millions of followers, more than most athletes, by the way.
Here's the reason
like
why.
Like a non-entertainer.
It
has to be like an, like an influencer.
He's like a YouTuber.
Just a YouTuber and influencer, yes.
See, for me, I
like
wouldn't
PewDiePie.
Do it. Yeah. I wouldn't do it because I know like a lot of them get paid so much to write some fake reviews sometimes. So for me, it just wouldn't be my thing. But I know people, because so-and-so is endorsing something, they're ready to go. So I can see the appeal. For me personally, no. And I can see and understand why that tweet was sent out, because it makes sense. But
it makes sense.
I don't feel like
millions.
Nike needs it.
He is the biggest online influencer, period, end of story, on YouTube. He's the biggest YouTuber that there is, by far.
Mm.
Why doesn't he have things like this? I mean, he's got a ton of money and he has a ton of endorsements and he has a... I would feel like shoes would be something that would go right to him. You're going to be seeing millions of people every day with his shoes.
But I don't associate an influencer with shoes.
Yeah.
But
I associate Jordan with a basketball player, but not with an influencer.
Let's say Puma, for example, goes to Mr. Beast and said, hey, wear my shoes, point them out, wear them all the time, doing the whole thing. You don't think people are going to look at his shoes as he's walking around doing his videos?
I don't associate an influencer with shoes.
But until you do.
Yeah. No, I probably not. To answer your question, no. I mean, not an influencer. Not just a person that's making their entire persona is just YouTube.
Yeah.
No. If you're doing something in sports, music, what have you, probably.
I mean, if
sports, definitely. Entertainment, probably. Influencer, definitely not.
I think part of it is that we are so used to seeing these sports or people in sports, athletes, things like that, that we just don't think about the influencer because that's not something we are looking at on a daily basis.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jake Paul has found a way into my house. Well, yeah. I mean,
he became an athlete,
but he has found a way into my house, like that Prime stuff I bought because my kid wants
cred.
It. Mr. Beast,
cred.
The Mr. Beast bar has found a way into my house because
Feastables, I think it's called.
My kid wants it, so I have to buy it for them.
All right, can I ask you
about
me?
That? No.
Have you tried a Feastable?
I have.
Is it good?
How is it?
It's good. Yeah. It's the same as a Hershey bar.
Exactly. It's solid, but it's not.
It's
there's
the
nothing
thing.
Special about it.
You didn't. You,
oh, there's something
a little bit
special
of salt
about it.
Or something that
I mean,
gives it that
name,
extra.
It's 10 times more expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's for the same stuff. Yeah. It's nothing different.
See, that's the only way that I can see an influencer being involved in a sneaker deal is if the brand needs it, like Reebok. I'm not going out there to buy them. So I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You're pushing the product forward. Whereas like Nike, Adidas, and even Puma to an extent, I don't feel like they need that exposure because they're everywhere versus a lower, I don't want to say lower end of brand because Reebok's not lower end, but it's not just out there. Then I can see it, but even then I wouldn't run to buy it.
Okay, let's say you're not in the sports space like we are and there's somebody that actually watches a younger audience like your kids that brought them all in. Would they do it because they watch Mr. Beast? They watch these influencers. Would they get those shoes?
Of course, we
won't because we're in the sports space.
Yeah, of course. If some influencer, somebody on social media, and it's popular and the kids want it, and then as soon as a kid shows up to school with it, then everybody wants one because that kid has it.
So that's
8-year-olds.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's
but
different.
Those 8-year-olds are going to be 15-year-olds in a couple of years.
Yeah,
and there's other ones.
You're asking to be bought. Like, please buy these for me. Me, if I'm spending money on myself, I'm not going to an influencer endorsed product.
No, but I'm
at all.
But why doesn't a shoe company go to him to get that younger space? That's what I'm wondering. That's what they're saying.
I don't know. That's a great question.
I don't think they need it. I don't think personally.
I mean, everybody needs money.
No, I know, but I'm saying because if I'm in the marketing sense and I'm like, oh, that person can make you X amount of dollars, there have to have been some type of, research that says that even though we can put that product in his hand, it's not going to generate us money because if not, it would have been done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. I see. I just brought that down. Basically,
but,
yeah. They don't need the influencer.
Yeah,
for their product.
It.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like even if like a different shoe company, a company that needs it, like I don't know what the name of Austin Reeves' shoe company is. It's a Chinese company,
yeah,
I believe.
It was a weird. I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But what if they went to him? Wouldn't that help move that forward? I don't know.
I'm sure it would. Yeah.
I think there's a lot that can go into it. But we can get more into that a little bit later. We got What's Up Fool coming up next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman, in for Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thanks, Chris. It's not Corporate Greg. It's Bergie today.
It's Bergie today.
I am taking his place. All right, here we go. I'm going to start with this. So Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg have partnered once again to launch a canned gin and juice cocktail that's ready to drink. Dre said that this product is them. There's passion behind it, friendship, love, and culture. They're shooting to make everything they do magnificent, and they fortunately always hit the target. The duo is releasing their premium canned cocktail in four flavors, citrus, melon, passion fruit, and apricot. The drink is 5.9 alcohol by volume, and then the cans feature a lowrider, which I love, by the way. They will be rolling out domestically now through the early spring. And I'm here for it, but I want to know, are you guys in on buying a Snoop Dogg and Dre gin and juice ready to drink can?
I'm in.
Absolutely. So
all in.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. Gin and juice, let's just look it up. It came out in 1994.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why
are you not playing the song?
Yeah, that's someone wondering.
Well,
come on, Brian.
Yeah.
Get on it. If
the song?
Show is more exciting for him, maybe he would play it.
Oh, it's not going fast enough. Oh, that's what it is.
Wow.
Oh, are we going too fast
I love
for you?
Brian.
A little bit.
So it came out in 1994. Why did it take so long?
What do you mean?
Why did it take so long for
them
to make this juice? Like, why did it take so long to make this canned beverage?
I mean, this
That's 30 years.
This is something you sign off on
right? 20,
later in life, right? I mean, they're built. I mean, Dr. Dre was building Beats by Dre. Snoop was doing Snoop. This is something you do later on.
No,
way later.
This seems super easy and should have been done very, very long time ago.
You think so?
Yeah.
As soon
as the song came out, they should have been.
You
making
can't
it.
Do this
no.
when they're at the
no.
when they're. You can't do this
at their
when
height?
They're hot.
No.
You
know
can't.
Why?
Absolutely, you
First
can.
Of all, because
well, maybe
were,
not at that time.
Yeah, they were like really young into the game, so
yeah.
they hadn't really
yep.
built their
That's
wealth.
That's true.
And now, like Snoop is so much bigger than just music.
Yeah.
And so is Dre. I mean, Dre's a billionaire.
Wait a minute. Why is it right when she says it?
No, she's right. That back in time. No,
I'm saying it. No,
you're
she says
wrong.
It. Yes.
Because
well,
you're just not right most of the time.
Stop it. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I listened to your LeBron take. Fine.
Yeah. But we would definitely rock this. I like this.
No,
it's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Brian, you in?
Oh, yeah, of course. No brainer.
I also like gin. I'm a gin fan.
Yeah.
So,
Tanqueray.
No, yeah, Tanqueray's okay. Hendrix. I'm
oh,
a big Hendrix
okay.
fan.
I see
I'm actually drink when I drink martinis now, this is where I'm at. We're talking about gin and juice, and I'm talking
yeah.
about martinis. But gin martini up with a twist. Perfection.
Oh, my God.
Perfection.
This whole thing came out when I was like just coming out of college. Like I said, I had money. I was clubbing, and I was... Wow.
I love that story.
You were drinking. You were drinking this, weren't you?
Oh, my God.
How many bottles were you popping at the club?
Come on, man. You saw the videos, right?
Yes. And I still want to know the whole TMZ story. We need to get back to that.
Oh, man.
We're
going to
do that at 3 o'clock.
Blame Michelle. Michelle Smallman.
That's my bad
yeah.
that I didn't ask what the TMZ
no,
story was in
okay.
the middle of the segment. So we're going to do it at 3 o'clock.
I'm going to get that tea. Trust.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I know
my
you
mom
will.
Called. My pastor called.
Oh, save it. Save
and,
it.
And Dick
yeah,
Vermeil
let's save
called.
It. What's up,
was
boo?
He crying?
Rapid succession. Stop it. Stop it.
What's up, boo?
All right, guys. So the NCAA Football 25 dropped a teaser
okay.
trailer today. They're going to release the full trailer in May. And the game is slated to come out this year in July. as of right now. And this is the first game that they've had in 11 years. Their last game was 2013. NCAA,
really?
Yes. They've been on the hiatus, and most of that happened with the NIT
football.
Stuff. Yes,
oh, the football. NIL. Football game. Yeah. Oh, yes. My God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go
so
ahead.
They put out a couple of, like, oh, who do you want to see as a cover athlete? And they had a few options. They had Marvin Harrison Jr., Caleb Williams. These guys are going to be in the NFL now come, you know, next season when the game's already out. I think I already have the perfect person for the cover, Deion Sanders.
Wow.
Oh, Deion would be
out. Who are you picking for the cover athlete?
So I was going to say, wow. Caleb was the right answer because he was the best college football player out there. But Deion is, I think Deion, you have it right. Deion is the best answer for that.
Especially to sell the most copies.
It will sell off the shelves immediately. DeMarco?
If Deion's there, yeah. If Prime is there, I would have said his son.
Shador?
I think I want to because he's going to be in
the. Put
his
son on the cover. He's going to be in college. He's a quarterback. He's going to light it up.
Yeah, but if you want, if Deion's going to sell. Do you think Shador will sell?
Of course. I mean, look, he's still connected to Deion. Absolutely. Yeah, I would have put his son on there.
I don't know. That team fell apart really fast after the first 3 weeks.
Forget the team, just him.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, he's going to put up numbers.
But he wasn't good enough last year to make it seem like, oh, yeah, I got to get that.
No, but Caleb's leaving. These guys are turning pro. He is going to be in college, and he's going to be the guy in college.
Yeah, but Deion's still there, and his dad is the sell point still. I don't think Shador is the sell point. I think Deion is.
Then do the silhouette, like Deion's face and his son right in the middle
of
it.
That would be cool.
Oh, that's super cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trademark it.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're idea men.
Yeah.
Oh.
we just got to work it out. Right. And also, I agreed with you. Do you feel better?
I feel better. Yes. Nice apology. Good.
What's that, Phil?
I'm sorry.
Side note, you guys are like a married couple working through your relationship in therapy, you know?
Yeah.
But that was a good Mario.
We always love each other at the end. That's what matters.
That was a good
for
Mario.
For the children, DeMarco.
But on that note, what's that, foo? Okay,
ooh,
yeah.
Double. Stereo.
All right, guys. So, Greg, you did send this to us. I believe it was you. I did have you on Do Not Disturb. But Steph made a swoosh, 120-foot shot, right? And Sedano said, I hope someone got it because he was there. And then he finally posted the Warriors video clip, and you see Sedano's face on that video clip, which was insane. How did you guys react when you guys saw that shot? I couldn't believe it actually happened.
So it was incredible. And I was talking to Sedano about this a little bit earlier, and he said he was so upset that he didn't actually take the video himself. If he would have known that that's what he was doing, he would have shot it because he was standing right next to Dave Pasch. But the shot is incredible. It's 120 feet away, and he just wound up inside the hallway and threw it overhand and made one shot swish like it was nothing. I've seen him hit shots from full court. I've seen him hit shots from the corners and all over the place, maybe in the stands. But this was so far away with no effort. It was one of the craziest shots I've ever seen, and that's the only things that Steph Curry can do.
Fair. But are you really surprised when Steph Curry makes an unbelievable shot
from
distance?
I mean, it's 120
feet. Is anybody surprised?
From distance. Nah.
We shouldn't, but it's 120 feet. I can't even do sometimes like a baby shot.
But it's Steph Curry. Why are you surprised? It was
one shot.
Right.
He didn't keep shooting over and over again. It was one ball, one shot.
Tiger
Done.
Sinks a birdie. Okay, I've seen it 1,000 times.
No, okay. When he hits that
Brady
80
throws
foot
a
plus.
Touchdown pass. Okay.
If it's like a 95-yard touchdown
Shohei
pass.
Goes yard.
Okay.
I've seen it before. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No. You have not seen Steph Curry hit a 120-foot shot.
I mean, I'm just saying. I've seen him hit crazy shots before.
Right.
Yes. You know?
We've all seen it because we've seen him. But at the same time, I think my mind should be like, yeah, it's Steph. Whatever. That's going to happen. But then it's like, bro, that's 120 feet.
Okay, do you think he's taken that shot before? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I think Steph Curry has shot the ball more than anybody on this planet right now. So I was going to say I'm not impressed. I'm very impressed. But it did not shock me. It was Steph Curry on the other end of that shot.
Okay, if it was going to be anybody, it was going to be Steph Curry.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I can give you 10 shots.
Is it Boban?
Boban Marjanovic?
If he did it, I'd be real impressed. Right, you know what I'm saying? I'd be super impressed.
If that happened,
touché.
Internet would break.
Right,
if Boban
that's what I'm saying,
That would be pretty incredible. You got one more?
What's
that, no?
Yeah, I got one more for you guys. So I went to the movies last night. We saw Bob Marley, the new
One
Hub movie
it?
That came out. I thought it was pretty good. I'm a huge
pretty
Bob Marley
good.
Fan. There was a little, you know, some things in there I was like, oh, could have been better. I don't know. I'll leave it at that. But the point of the question here is about four or five different times, especially in the most like intense and like, you know, scenes where it's like, oh, this is about to be sad or like real serious. Somebody's phone kept going off multiple times.
Oh, hell no.
And it was the most annoying thing ever. And I just come to, we've lost common courtesy as people, right?
Like, yes.
It's just terrible.
Well, did you say anything?
I didn't say anything, but the theater was full, too. Nobody else said anything.
Did you say anything?
I didn't say anything.
Why didn't you say anything?
Next to you?
No, it was like two rows up.
Oh, okay. You can't
I would have said something.
And it sounded like a little, just like a little bit. And then their notifications every minute. Ding,
can we pretend we're in the we're in a theater and the phone goes off and Laura says what?
Shut the bleep up!
See? There
she
you
would.
Go.
I believe that Laura would say that.
Me too.
I have said 100%. That.
You should have said that.
I should have. I mean, it was hard. Bob Marley's preaching about love on the screen.
That's rude.
Turn to somebody, feel like shut up.
That is rude. Come on, that's what terrible. It is.
Why are we going into movie theaters and people don't know to turn their phone off?
Yes.
And when it goes off, not turn it off and put it just on vibrate. That's it.
Because
nobody cares.
Because of the aforementioned influencers.
You know who I blame?
Being a jerk is in style now.
Yeah, that's true. But
are
also,
they like filming it inside of a movie like that? Right. God, so upsetting. So upsetting.
The person who was with them should have been like nudging them, like yo, shut your phone up. Because we've all had that happen. We're like, oh crap.
And I'm so embarrassed when it happens.
And I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. I'm like, shut it up. Okay, cool. You know, like, why wasn't the person with them telling them, like, yo, I was about to curse.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah, close.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's absolute nonsense.
See, my brother, it would happen to him. He'd answer the phone and start talking in the theater.
The one I met?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I can't do that. Come on.
Oh, yeah, he can. And he does.
All right, there's two things I need to know when we get back. I need to know if Kurt Warner actually texted you back, humble Kurt Warner.
Yes.
And also, I need to know about this TMZ story. So let's get into all of that next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.